Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Steal away to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I'm your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live in Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To save, heal, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. And praise God. Steal away. How many of you remember the old spiritual? Steal away to Jesus. The songwriter says, I ain't got long to be here. Because 1,000 years is as one day with the Lord. So our time God's time is not our time, and our time is not God's time. So we think about 100 years. That's not a long time. When 1,000 days is as 1 year, I'm sorry, as 1 day with the Lord, 1,000 years is as 1 day with the Lord. We don't have time to play around because we don't have long stay here. Steal away to Jesus. Steal away. In our busy schedules, our day-to-day work, endeavors, business endeavors, whatever we're doing, we have to seek God first, he said. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. He says, work while it's day, because, see, night is coming when no man can work. We don't want to have other gods before us. We want to serve the true and living God, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's sitting now on the throne, seated in at the right hand of God. Amen. And earth, the earth is his footstool. Heaven is his throne. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus, the omnipotent one, the omniscient, he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And he is everything you need him to be. And so our scripture we're going to be reading out of the Hebrews in the 12th chapter. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And it reads, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down, hallelujah, at the right hand of the throne of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift your name on high. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together on the airways one more time. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We can't thank you enough for your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness towards us. We ask that you will continue, Father, to bless us. Keep us in your care. Allow us to walk in the newness of life, to do what you have called us to do. Let us work while it's day. We want to be found faithful over little so we can be ruler, Father, over much. Let us become faithful stewards and dear as dear children and obedient to your will and to your ways. Father, allow us to take time out of our busy schedules and to lay aside all the weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and remember to run the race that's set before us in the mighty name of Jesus with patience is our prayer today. And we ask it in your holy name, Father God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Jesus lives because he not only lives, but he lives in us if we allow him to live in us, if we allow him to take control over our lives. He lives, and he reigns forevermore. He's everything that you need him to be. There's a song, and it's the songwriter says, he's sweet, I know. He's sweet. Jesus said that he's sweeter than the honeycomb. That's real sweet. Honey is sweet, but sweeter than the honeycomb. Hallelujah, my God from glory. I thank you, Jesus, for being sweet and a sweet and smelling savor. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer on today. We thank you for the genuineness, Father, to serve you in your will and do it your way. But we need to step aside. We need to lay it aside, all that weight that we carry, the day-to-day loads and the burdens, and not only steal away, but make time for our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is what the Bible just said in Hebrews 12. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. That's Hebrews 12 and 2. He's the author. And if he is the author and the finisher of our faith, he's the beginning, right? The Alpha and Omega. And we are allowing him to just take control of our life. But if we don't take time out of our busy schedules and lay aside all that weight and that sin that so easily beset us, we're not going to finish the race. And we're not going to finish the course. Jesus said when his work was done, it is finished. Amen? That's the only time that we are finished with our work and we don't have to work here on this earth. But we can say it is finished and then give up the ghost. Jesus wants us to take time to love him, to serve him, to worship him in spirit and in truth. People now want a quick fix. They want pleasure that's only for a season. But Jesus, he'll give you life. He'll give you abundant life. He says, I came that you might have not only life, he said, but that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ wants us to have that peace that passes all understanding. Peace that just so you at peace where it's God, where you just can't understand the peace that he gives. He says, my peace, he says, I give unto you. And he leaves it with us, his peace, his Holy Spirit, intercession for us in every way, in every day, in every area of our life, supernaturally. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, maketh intercession for us. It's interceding for us on God's behalf, the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said he went away to prepare a place, right? He went away. But he said he didn't leave us comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the comforter. So we have a comforter. My God, for glory. We have a peacemaker. We have everything we need. A life giver. He's a mind regulator. A heart fixer. He is everything we need him, and he's sweeter than the honeycomb. If he is the author and finisher of our faith, then we must what? Believe on Jesus Christ. Not just believe, but he said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. Someone told me a week or so ago they had received a vision from God, and they're waiting on this vision to come to pass. I said, the Bible says, blessed are they that have not seen, glory to God, yet still believe. Some seen anything, but they stand on the word of God. And then he said, stand still and see the salvation of God. If God has shown you through his Holy Ghost some things to come, it hasn't come to pass. He says, though the vision tarry, wait for it. Hallelujah, for it shall come to pass. Surely it shall come to pass. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
that's why we need to make time. The old spiritual with the African Americans were enslaved in bondage. They couldn't have looked like freedom to praise God. They had to steal away to Jesus. Jesus Christ said, who the Son set free is free indeed. So even in your, not only your business life, but in your bondage, Jesus has given us a burden removing, yoke destroying, bondage removing anointing. The anointing, Jesus Christ, he said, removes, destroys the yokes of bondage. It removes those burdens and destroys the yokes of bondage. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. We're not under a curse. We are saved by grace. It is through Jesus' grace and his mercy towards us. So with all of this, Jesus is everything, the author and finisher of our faith. If only we believe. So blessed are they that have not seen. That's faith. When you believe God, you believe his word, and you stand on the promises of God. Because in his promises are what? Yea and amen. Hallelujah. Promises of God. Delighting ourselves in Jesus Christ. He said he would give us the desires of our own heart if we just delight ourselves in him. So we need to make provision to sup with him. We need to open up that prayer closet, that seek so we can go and hide in that secret place of the Most High God that Psalm 91 talks about. We shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's Almighty. He's all-knowing. He's Almighty. The Almighty God is he, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's a wonderful counselor. Mighty God is he. Hallelujah. Steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away, 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 steal away to Jesus. Jesus, no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved, but by the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus the Christ is our Lord, he's our Savior, and our soon coming King. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Steal away to Jesus. Spend time making provisions to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That's what it's all about. The Everlasting Father. That's it. Everlasting Father. If we think about everlasting, it never ends. There's no ending in everlasting. Forever is no, there's no ending. If only we take time and make time for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Bible study, prayer, Sunday school, house of God, Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Yeah, the house of prayer. Jesus, hallelujah, is a rock in a weary land. And I found a resting place in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he has made me glad. Glory be to God. See, we can go to the rock that's higher than I. He is a rock in a weary land, a very present help in a time of trouble. He's peace in the midst of your storm. Stealing away to Jesus. Jesus wants us to make provisions for him. And when we make provisions to allow him to come in, we won't have to worry, because he will make a way. When we take that time for him, seeking first kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Stealing away. Stealing away. We really shouldn't be stealing away to Jesus, because see, when the Son is set, whoever the Son set is free indeed. When Jesus sets you free, you're free. You're no longer bound. He says, I give you the keys to hell and death and binding and loosing. Whatsoever you bind on earth, he says, shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So when we enter into our secret, the secret place of the Most High God, we can hear from God. And he can speak to us. We will even put a melody in your spirit. He will even minister to you in song, because that's the kind of God we serve. He's just everything that you need, and he is everything that you not only need, but that you desire, because he is in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. Just taking time to putting him first and foremost in our life. We don't have to worry when we lay it at Jesus' feet. We don't want to forget from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord that made heaven and earth. There's nothing too hard for God. It's nothing we should have to be worried about, because we can take it to him in prayer. We can steal away to him. We can take time where we are free to call on him and cry out, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's remember to take time for the Lord. Jesus is looking for a church that's made herself ready. There's in commune with him, in communion and fellowship with him, time with him, but full time in the ministry. He wants you to serve. Ministry just, that means simply serve, and to worship him in spirit, and not only in spirit, but in truth. Jesus says, speak the truth in love. And with loving kindness, he says, have I drawn thee. We want to be able to steal away to Jesus, take time for him so that he can bless us. He can tell us what our next assignment is. He can speak to us, and we can hear what the Spirit, his Spirit, Holy Spirit, is saying unto us, the church, because we are the church. But we don't want to forsake the assembling of ourselves. Jesus said, forsake not the assembling. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. See, we're unfaithful, but Jesus is faithful. He's faithful. He's been faithful. He said he's been faithful all unto death. So he died on the cross and said it was finished. And he wants us to be faithful. See, Jesus is not a man that he should lie. So he can't lie. He said his word is not going to return back to him void. So what the word of God says is already settled. It's already done, if only we believe. But he's the author, the finisher of our faith. And he, for the joy that was set before him, the joy of the Lord is our strength. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down now. See, he's seated, hallelujah. And we are seated with him if we sup with him, if we commune with him and dine with him. We are seated with him in heavenly places, spiritually heavenly places. He's sitting now right at the right hand of God because, see, he's already, his work is already done. And he's taking his seat in glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's work to be done, saints. There's a work to be done. He wants us to be about our Father, his business. Amen. Jesus Christ is a businessman. He's in the soul-saving business. And he wants you and I, after we have heard the truth, he wants, and we've been set free, he wants us to help others get free. We are no longer in bondage. We don't have to sing Steal Away no more. We don't have to. We're no longer bound. We're free in Christ Jesus. And he says we can go now to the secret place of the Most High God. And if we do dwell there, and he says, we will be under his shadow, the shadow of the Almighty. And that name is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise God. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Mom, for tuning in today. Glad you came in, and we were playing Steal Away. And you came in on the second half of that. We never know what God is going to do. We never know what music he's going to minister with. Because Jesus is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And Jesus, he's a mind. Not only will he regulate our mind, and he's a mind regulator, but he'll blow our mind. Meaning, wow, because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. But he wants us to be ready. And remember, his timing is not our timing. Because 1,000 days, right? Is as one, 1,000 years is as one day with the Lord. So if you think about it, we don't have a long time, Steal Away spiritual says. You don't have a long time on this earth to stay here. So we have to be ready. So when Jesus comes, we can say, it is finished. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be encouraged. Continue to pray for everybody. We need to pray for one another. God wants us to be our brother's keeper. Amen. That's the word of God. So we know that people need help. People need prayer. We need to stay prayerful. We need to always watch and pray because we know not the hour nor the day when the Son of Man cometh. So let's be on guard. Amen. Let's gird up our loins with truth, placing our helmet of salvation on. Amen. And the breastplate of righteousness. And let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Jesus' name. God bless you.